Paul Boag had an interesting audioboo about social widgets. Do they suck? I think they do. I think there could be a better way to do it. And I've got an experiment. It's called Voxy. VOCZIE.com. It's a website I've been doing on the side. It's my side project. You can go check it out. Log in with Twitter. You'll get a RSS feed from the Guardian News website. It'll appear. You can see all the news stories. When you click them, you'll find out that you can read the news story and at the same time see any conversations that are happening on Twitter about that article. Let me explain what Voxy's trying to do and why I think an approach like this is better than just having an like button or a Google Plus one or a share button on a web page. So conversation is the key here. People talk, and it's something we naturally do as humans. We talk all the time, and enabling that conversation is something that technology should do. In fact, good, successful technology has been things that have enabled better conversation and better communication. It started with the printing press to spread an idea. It moved on to the telegraph and to the radio and to TV and the telephone and the internet. And now we've got sites on the internet, social networking sites, that enable you to talk and communicate a little bit easier. And that's good. The sharing of ideas and the sharing of thoughts and concepts and points of view is how we all learn. So share an idea, find out what somebody else thinks. Hey, you might be wrong, you might learn something new. That's the key to conversation. In fact, this basic principle of sharing of ideas and asking questions and the conversation that goes with it was part of how the ancient Greeks formalized their education system. You know, let's talk about this, share the ideas, and get some well-rounded thought about a problem. So I think by doing this, I'd learn a lot. By seeing news stories in The Guardian that perhaps I have a different point of view on to somebody else, and understanding what the other person's point of view is and why they have that point of view, and enabling that conversation is quite powerful. And that's what I wanted to try to do with Voxy. Now, on a traditional website, you have things like, I want to share this with my Facebook friends. I don't think that that really delivers the same power because it's limiting to just sharing the article with a bunch of friends that you already know. And half the benefit here is having this conversation with people you know and people you don't know. Getting that additional sharing of an idea and other people's thoughts and meeting new people. So that's what I want to do. It's why I went with Twitter for Voxy. So on a web page, you just have a bunch of share, I like buttons or Google Plus one. And I like in the Google Plus one thing, I think aren't great because, well, let's think about it. I don't walk up to somebody in the street and go, dude, I really like the fact that O2 customers are without coverage. I don't think that. I don't like it. But I might start a conversation about, did you hear about O2? Wow, the network's gone down. This explains why I can't get hold of my sister. And a conversation starts. It's a different idea. It's that additional context that goes with it. So just saying I like it isn't enough. Just sharing it isn't enough. I need to provide context in the conversation. And you know, when you share it, it disappears off. You, as a website owner, you don't get to share what other people think on Facebook. It disappears off to somebody's profile page. You don't get a page for your own website with a list of what people are actually saying about it next to it. Wouldn't that be really powerful? Wouldn't that be really useful? You could find out what people think about your products or find out what people think about your news article and share it. And other people can learn from it. So putting the two together and providing that conversation in the context of the original website, the original article that it's about, is powerful, I think. And I think it's better than just sharing it and just tagging it as a plus one. I don't think you get any real value out of it. And value in the terms of the original type of conversation I'm trying to achieve, this sharing of ideas and thoughts. So that's what I'm trying to do with Voxy. You can go and check it out. I've got it up on the internet. You can find it at www.voczie.com. It works on Macs and PCs and Linux boxes, but I haven't got mobile-enabled support yet. Although it seems to work okay on Windows Phone 7, strangely. But anyway, it is a work in progress. It is rough around the edges. It is an experiment. And as an experiment, it's time to find out what people think. And hey, have a go. It's my first ever web application, so I'm sure it's rough around the edges. But as a concept, what do you think? Feel free to try it out. Just log in with Twitter and have a go. And I look forward to seeing your comments. Thank you.